everybody, it's me, Elizabeth, and welcome to this mini episode or super special bonus episode or whatever we want to call it of the Lemonade Stand podcast. It's just me and you today, so it's a, you know, this is a very private thing, just me in your ears. Yes, because Alexis can't be here today because, unfortunately, due to scheduling conflicts, our next episode won't be up until Thursday. We had to push it back for a few days. We are really, really sorry about this, and we will then go back to the regular schedule. We schedule recording time and editing time way in advance to make sure things like these don't happen, but somehow, like, nothing worked out as it was supposed to, timing-wise, and so, yeah, we couldn't make it work. We are really, really sorry. You know, scheduling these recording sessions can be a bit difficult for us because we live in different time zones, and I'm not talking time zones as in, like, Los Angeles and New York. We are talking about whatever time zone Alexis lives in and Central European time. So, you know, it's a bit tricky to make that work. We are very sorry about that. But I thought, hey, why not instead make a quick episode to check in on all of you and check in on the homework that we gave you and that we also gave ourselves, like a check-in episode. Maybe check-in episode is what we call it. I'm not sure yet. I haven't edited this yet. So whatever I call it after editing it and uploading it, that's what it's going to be called. We will see. So this is the check-in super special bonus episode. And I want to know, how have you all been doing with your homework so far? Quick reminder, the homework was to write down two things each day, if somehow possible, and one should be a health-related thing that didn't work out all that well, and the other a health-related thing that did work out very well on that day. So I want to know from you guys, how did that work out for you? Was it tricky finding something to say every day? Did you skip a few days? Was it like more difficult finding good things or more difficult finding bad things? Did you like learn anything so far? Because we've been doing it for 2 weeks, which is still a relatively short time, but have you found any patterns in the things that didn't work and the things that did work? That's you know, I'm curious. And I don't just want you guys to feel like you have to give me all that personal information and Alexis that personal information without doing the same. So let me talk to you about how I did in the homework. I found it surprisingly difficult. I did not expect that. I did not manage to write something down every day because I'm very bad at routines. It's something that I'm constantly working on, like doing things regularly. I think one of the reasons that is so difficult for me is that I have a very irregular work schedule. So it's not like I will be home most days by, I don't know, 6 p.m. I can be home by 3 p.m. I cannot work at all. I can be home by 10 p.m. It's just different every day. So that makes it very difficult to do something at a specific time every day. But I did manage 3 entries in the first week and 4 entries in the second week. I wrote them down on a very, like, just a like regular piece of paper, which didn't look nice. So I then copied it into, like, my bullet journal. So it looks nicer because I always like it when things look great. This is a great, like, idea that you can also try if you feel like you are struggling writing down things. Maybe you're like me, because when I write something down in a bullet journal, I want it to look like beautiful. But then I don't have the time to make it look beautiful because I'm tired and I want to go to bed. So what you can do if you're struggling from the same like procrastination because you want it to be perfect thing is just take a regular sheet of paper and just write it down. And then when you have more time after like a few days, sit down and copy it, and then it will look very pretty, but you also will not be stopped from making an entry because you feel you don't have the time or the energy to make it look beautiful. So, you know, I did okay. I could have done better. I wasn't the best at it, but I think it was a good start. Some of the things, like overall, the trend that I've realized is that I've gotten better at that in the last few months, but I'm still a bit struggling in preparing meals ahead. I've noticed that whenever I had time to prepare a meal ahead for my busy days, I was eating very healthy and very well. But the moment I did not prepare in advance, everything kind of, you know, became improvised, and then it was usually not that healthy. So this is one of the things that I'm definitely going to keep an eye on to make sure I do meal prep in advance. I don't know, so that didn't work out that well. But what did work out very well is I tried a new service that is available to people in my city, and it's called the Bauernkiste. So it's basically like a farmer's box. And what you can do is you sign up for it, and then you can, until like Monday evening, you can order like from a catalog of like fresh produce. It's some dairy products, but mostly vegetables and fruits, and you can order them, and they will come from like farmers around the city. So they're all in my part of Austria, so they're very close by, and you know which farmer, which food comes from, and they deliver it to your house. And that is something that I gave a try, and it was really good, and it was really cheap. I was actually surprised how much food I got for like a very small price. And I love that because we can order specific things, but I also always order the small vegetable box, and then so I never really know what I get. I opened it up and they were like those yellow zucchinis. Oh my god, I have never tried the yellow zucchinis. I don't even know if they're called yellow zucchinis, not sure. They look like zucchinis and they're yellow, and they're really good. I was surprised. So I think it's a good opportunity for me to like branch out. Because when it comes to vegetables, I'm kind of like a boring person. I like broccoli. That's like my favorite vegetable. So I eat a lot of broccoli, and that's great. But, you know, sometimes it's nice to try something else, like the yellow zucchini. So that was a success. I will probably not order their stuff every week because there is a lot of food in there. So I'm still working on eating like last week's food. But yeah. It is a great service, and I know that this is not something that's probably available to a lot of people, and that makes me very sad. But that is probably one of the perks of living in a rural area in a relatively small town, which it is the capital of this part of my country, but it's still like pretty rural. So you know, so that was good. I did not do that well in sports, like fitness, which is kind of the focus on this first season, but that is something that I'm going to keep and that I'm going to talk to Alexis about in our next episode. So that was some feedback from me. I will post some pictures of my like good and bad things that I wrote down in my bullet journal on our Instagram, and then you can see it. And that is also a reminder that you can check out our Instagram and you can join our Facebook group. The link to both of these is in the description of this video, so you can just check it out, and then you will get notifications whenever we have a new episode out or whenever, you know, we do things like this today. And you can also send us, and this is something that I'm trying, let's see if you guys like it or not, you can also send us voice messages if you have feedback how your homework worked out. If there's something you liked, something you didn't like, feel free to send us like an audio recording of yourself. And you can do that in two ways. So one is if you are listening to this on Anchor, on the Anchor app, you can just call in, use the call-in function on the Anchor app and call into our podcast, and we will receive your message, and then we can post it to our next episode or our next mini super special bonus check-in episode, if we do one of those again. And you can also, as a second alternative, you can record something and send it to us via email. That is also a possibility. We have not set up a podcast email just yet, but you can send it to my email address, which is elisabethcourvier@jmax.net, which is pretty difficult. I don't expect you to write that correctly because there's a lot of traps in how that is written. So I also have my email address for this podcast down in the description. So you can send us a voice message. You can actually do that directly from your iPhone. You just record a message and then send it there and we will get it. And then we can put it in our next episode. So let us know how you did with your homework. And I hope to hear from all of you. And I hope you're all having a great few days. And yes, I hope you're all back on Thursday for our next episode when we get into more practical advice for you guys to reach, you know, maybe a more fitness-oriented, healthy lifestyle if that is something you are working on, as am I. Aren't we all kind of? Okay, that's it. Bye! The music in this episode was Wireless by Lee Rosevere. You can find all of Lee Rosevere's music on freemusicarchive.org and a link to it is right there in the description. Thanks!